You're listening to Power Pearls Podcast, intuitive, purpose-driven yarn crafting to empower your knits and pearls. If you're ready to create a holistically balanced life and business that converges creativity with mindful living, and you're not afraid of making money, working hard, and have the drive to succeed, then sign up now for my free 30-minute business coaching discovery sessions by going to powerpearlspodcast.com/free-strategy-session. And if you sign up now, you'll actually be entered to win a live on-air coaching with me. So make sure that you check that out because you could get featured on the podcast. And so when you sign up, you'll learn some basic strategies and we'll see if working together is a good fit. So let me help you structure a comprehensive program to pave your creative business path. Again, go to powerpearlspodcast.com/free-strategy-session to sign up today. Before we get going with this episode, I just want to hop in here really quick because I know that you find value in each and every one of these episodes, and I know hearing them means a whole lot to you. So I actually want you to take this a step further. I want to invite you to become part of a special movement, of a community of other seekers on their yarn crafting path, just like you, who wish to learn, grow, and empower themselves as makers, knitters, and creators, and lift others up in the process. So, you know that quote, a rising tide lifts all boats? I firmly believe that we all have the power to help benefit each other, one person at a time, and stitch by stitch, I'm here to help you empower your knits and pearls from the inside out. So I would love for you to check this out to see what the community is all about, because I know it's going to make a difference and it's going to transform your own yarn crafting journey. So visit powerpearlspodcast.com/community and get details as well about a special gift that I'm offering when you join the community by May 10th. All right, so on to the episode, and I hope you enjoy. Hey, Power Pearlers, I want to welcome you to another episode of Power Pearls Podcast. Today, I am joined by Allison Green, and she is with the Barocco Design Team. And so we're going to be chit-chatting today about the Knitter's Planner. She has a design in the planner, and also Barocco is one of the featured yarn companies as well. Allison is a returning guest, so she was on the show. Gosh, I can't remember now, but we were talking all about a Cables knit along, and so Allison is a self-proclaimed Cables queen. And we're going to talk more about Cables, her design, which encompasses Cables. And yeah, so let's get started. Allison, welcome to Power Pearls Podcast, or welcome back.
Thank you. Great to be back on the show.
Great. So, you know, I shared just a tiny bit about you. I mean, so you're with the Barocco Design Team and you wear many hats over there, but I want to have you pick up where I left off here and share a little bit about yourself and your background. So go for it.
Sure. So I've been with the Barocco Design Team for about 5 years now. And I love my job here because I get to do a lot of different kinds of work, which kind of uses a lot of different parts of my brain. So I get sort of the creative design side of things and the technical side of things, and then the more sort of administrative side of things, managing the flow of what happens here. And so that's all really great. Before I came to Barocco, I had been an independent designer and a technical editor freelance for several years. And I'd been teaching knitting since like the dawn of time, since the really since the 90s, actually. When I was in college in the 90s, I was already knitting, and like not that many people were knitting at that point, especially not a lot of young people.
And I
would knit, like I was a theater major in college. And so I would knit during rehearsals and stuff. And, people would see me knitting and be like, oh, that's so interesting. I want to try that. And so I started teaching these little mini knitting classes. And then I just continued. And, in the early 2000s, I started working in yarn stores. And I got to work for a really amazing person, named Berta Karapetian, who was the founder of Carabella Yarns. And she had a really, unique store. I believe it's still open in New York City, called School Products, where they had a lot of like mill ends, of this, like fancy designer yarn. A lot of it was more for machine knitting than hand knitting, but it was a totally interesting place. And she really got me started like making, like writing knitting patterns and designing a little bit. So
awesome.
That's my quick history.
That's your quick history. So what do you do exactly at Barocco? Give me like a day in a life.
Day in the life. Well, it's really seasonal. So, because we're, you know, we release our fall winter collection, at the end of June, and our spring summer collection at the end of January. So it kind of like a day in the life really depends on where we are in the season. So like right now, today actually is the last day of the photo shoots for our fall collection. So leading up to that, it's been a lot of, making sure all the samples are getting here, which is always exciting. and a little terrifying. And then, you know, as the samples come in, it's sort of evaluating, like, did this come out the way it was supposed to come out? Do we need to fix anything? And then like blocking the projects and things like that. And keeping a big spreadsheet of everything, all of the pieces in the collection. So the fall, like the fall winter collection, like this fall winter collection has six booklets, of six patterns each, and then four PDF only collections, which have four, PDFs each, six and six, so four and four. And, you know, so, and then we also have a free pattern every week. So we had to get a bunch of those knit ahead of time so we could get those in the photo shoots. So I didn't actually count how many pieces it is. It's something like 60 pieces or something.
I was like trying to do the math here, and I'm like, oh,
yeah,
wow.
I'm not
going to
do math.
And that's per season?
Very good at math, like, on paper, but not in my head.
So that's per season?
Yeah. So it's a huge push to get all of that designed and then knit. You know, I end up usually knitting a few things myself, just because it's always interesting too, like designing things and not knitting them yourself is terrifying. and some kinds of things, like a fairly typical sweater pattern, is actually pretty easy to have somebody else knit, because, you know, that is just figuring out based on the gauge. And then, you know, maybe I'm throwing some cables or some lace panels or who knows what else in there, but at least it's like a pretty predictable shape. But something like a hat is actually a lot harder for me, at least, to design it and send it out to somebody else to be knit, because, I really kind of want to design it on the needles. We'll get into more my design for the knitter planner, but like that one, I have a sample knitter knitting that for me. I didn't, because of the timing of it right in the middle of our season. I was like, I can't knit this myself. I have to send it out. And even that one, I was like, she got to like the top of the hat and was like, it's really pointy. I was like, oh yeah, that's not right. Like, please go back and let me redo these decreases for you. Sorry.
Yeah.
So luckily we have some really good sample knitters who are very patient with us.
Oh, that's great. You know, and I know that learning, like in the very beginning when I was designing, you know, it was so like to design on the needles, you know, you have so much more control. And but if you send it off to someone, you know, you have to trust that what you do on paper makes sense. Like you can actually think in three dimensions or say, oh yes, I know how that's going to behave when I do this, that, or the other thing. And I think that just comes with like experience, right? The more you do that type
Absolutely.
Of thing. So gosh, what are the logistics like to make 60 patterns happen? I mean, you know, it's like, because that's a lot. I mean, it is a lot.
So
you have a series of sample makers and like, so how do you really organize yourself to make that happen?
I mean, I live and die by my spreadsheet.
Oh, yeah. Yes, thank goodness for spreadsheets.
So it's all about the spreadsheet, you know, making sure and I work really close. So our design director, Amy Christophers, she is the one who assigns all the pieces to all of us on the design team, and she does a bulk of the designing herself. So she and I communicate a lot, and, you know, we work together on the spreadsheet. So she'll fill in, you know, all the colors. She's started, helpfully putting in, especially with new yarns, making sure she puts in like what the color number and then like what color it is. Like, this is the red because, you know, just to avoid sending out the wrong color, things like that. There's a lot that can go wrong. And most of the time we're able to roll with like little mistakes, but, there have definitely been things that have happened in the past where I was like, oh, that's not the color I meant. Those colors got those numbers got transposed, things like that. So it's just a lot. It's just a lot of details really. And kind of keeping it all straight. It's a lot. We have, Amy and I both mostly write our own patterns, and send them out to the knitters. And it's just a huge push to get them all written. And then we also have, someone on staff, Brenda York, who, writes a lot of the, and kind of writes the final versions of the patterns that go to our technical editors. It's really, the knitters are amazing because they're, you know, the patterns, there's not enough time to have the patterns have them tech edited prior to the knitting. So it's really just a first draft that maybe one of us has had time to quickly like check the math on, but, they're definitely like one of the things that I always am emphasizing with all of my sample knitters is like, please, please, please ask questions. If something seems like it's not working correctly, like it's not doing what you thought it was going to do, like just ask me, because we do make mistakes. It's an arduous process for sure, getting it all made.
stuff happens, you know? So what do you love most about being part of the Barocco design team?
Oh, wow. I think, like I said earlier, like I love my role particularly because I get to use all the parts of my brain. I really am so grateful that I found a job it's like a dream job for me, that I get to design and I get to use my technical skills, and my managerial skills all in one role. I really am grateful to be here. And it's a really good company to work for. I think people think of Barocco, I've probably talked about this last time too, like people think of Barocco as like a big company because in the knitting industry, we're one of the bigger players that have been around for so long, but it's actually a really small company. There's like five of us on the design team. There's three people in customer service. There's like a small handful of people in the warehouse. And then the owner is Warren and Caroline Wheelock and their executive assistant. And that's pretty much the whole company. So it's, and it's just really good people. Mm-hmm. Really good people.
I love you guys. So how does your personality play a role in your work?
I think that the biggest way that my personality plays a role in my work is that I tend to be very even keeled. I'm pretty unflappable most of the time. And that is really necessary in my role, especially during this time of year when we're like crunching up against deadlines. I get stressed out, sure, like anybody, but I'm able to keep a level head, and that's really helpful.
So what are your favorite designs? Like the elements that you like to include in designs?
Yeah. Well, I mean, as you know, I love cables. And that's definitely been something that has gone through like all of my design work, or, you know, like it's been a through line since I started designing. And you know, and I love lace. I definitely tend to go for like cables, lace, and like stranded color work. Those are kind of like my go-to. One of the things I've been working on, and that's actually been another great thing about working on a design team is, you know, I can't always just design the really complicated, ridiculous things that I really like to do. I've been forced to really, you know, in a lot of my designs, like really simplify things. And that's been a great thing to have to work on. And it's really taught me a lot because even though like I really like knitting the complicated things, like you don't always want to wear a sweater that's like, you know, got all the bells and whistles. Like sometimes you want something a little more clean and classic. And it's also, you know, not every knitter or most knitters are not insane like I am and like everything to be complicated. I've started embracing like, oh, sometimes it's really nice to just knit stock, knit stitch.
Oh, around. Yeah. I know. Yeah. Because it's like, it's so much fun to like, you know, work out a new stitch and kind of challenge your knitting expertise. But at the end of the day, sometimes you just want to wear something that's just sort of like, you know, has an interesting silhouette and it's just like all your garter stitch. But that can be boring. That can be boring to knit, right? I mean,
it can be, but it's, you know, but then it's also just nice to have those boring knitting projects for like when you're, you know, in the doctor's waiting room and, you know, or sitting in front of the TV watching a movie or whatever.
Exactly. That's why we have multiple projects going at one time.
Oh, I don't understand single project knitters, like people who are like monogamous to one project at a time.
And you know, they do exist. They are out there.
I know, there are many. I've seen them. I've met them. I just don't understand it.
I know. I don't either. But anyway, all good. That's why we're all different. So let's switch gears. We're going to talk about the Knitter's Planner. So I just wanted to first say thank you that thanks for being a part of this. I'm so excited that you are. And I'm so, so happy that Barocco has agreed to be one of the featured yarn companies. So this is a thrill. And, you know, so the planner comes out in 2020 and we're just behind the scenes now, just really fleshing out all the details. And right now it's very much like the way it was when I worked on the magazine. So right now we're working on the designs and then later it's going to be all the production and the layout and what do the spreads look like and what do the weekly pages look like? I mean, we pretty much know what that's going to really look like, but we're still asking those questions. We want to get it right. You know what I mean? But right now you're working on hat design. So it's cables. Oh, what a surprise. Yeah. But I wanted to give like a little teaser. What is the inspiration behind your cable hat design? And I was going to say, why cables? You know, because you said you love cables, but why and what fascinates you about them?
Yeah, I was thinking about this question of like, why cables? Thinking about what I love about them specifically. And I think like part of it, so I started actually getting into this really interesting philosophical like thing about cables by myself. So the first thing I was thinking about, like, so ribbing, even if you just go to ribbing and taking out cables for a second, but like ribbing in a way is like an optical illusion because you're making vertical, what look like vertical strands, but you're making it horizontally and it just creates these vertical lines visually, but you're making it horizontally. And so, and then with cables, it's like now you're taking those vertical strands and you're doing all kinds of crazy things with them, like moving them around and crossing them over with each other. And I think like that's part of it for me is that it's like, it's like an optical illusion in a way because you're not really crossing anything. You're crossing your stitches, but you're not like the yarn, each row is still going horizontally as you're making it. And so I think that's kind of magical. I don't know. And I just think they look cool.
Yeah,
and that's really what it comes
well, this
to
is here. True. And they're cool. They're easy. I mean, for the most part, but right. I think just kind of going into the philosophical, but maybe like kind of diving into the brain or the interworkings of the brain, the cable maker's brain. know, mm-hmm. would you say that it's similar to that of like a lace knitter? You know, because you're manipulating stitches, you're moving them.
Right.
I mean, not with lace, not like you're moving them per se. You know,